Hey, Timmy, it's Cheryl Murkowski of whoahoo.org. I recorded a little treat for you a few months ago, and as you know, I'm a busy woman, so it's taken me a while to get this to you, but I know how you like the poopy recordings, the audio of shit. I had a little procedure which made me drink all this nasty stuff so I could get a CT scan, and well, let's just say the stuff you drink causes a bit of a worder fool. Enjoy, and guess which number it was. Tain't hard to guess.
Tuesday.
Fucking snatch weasels.
Shit, get out!
Oh my god!
Oh, crazy.
If you know that youngling, slap the shit out of him!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
That feels good.
Dick'll make you slap somebody.
I'm gonna lose my mind today.
I'm so constipated, yeah!
You're constipated!
Shit it out!
Don't throw it away!
You be the donut, babe.
See, you're tired.
Don't slam the fucking door!
Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
I guess I'm not gonna die because I'm a careless fairy.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it?
Well, a very, very heavy rotation tonight.
Yes, freaks! Timenson back here with you for the Tuesday podcast. Got a great one for you today. Brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday. For those of you who are new to the program, basically, Sextastic Tuesday is just where I find a poorly written or disgusting or just bizarre piece of erotic fiction. And then I read it to you and we laugh at how horrible it is. Horrible! It's also going to be a very stinky, messy story. It's also an extended show today. Sideshow Freaks will get 10 to 15 minutes of bonus content. If you're not a member, sign up right now. You get access to a special personalized RSS feed where all of the bonus content is posted. You don't have to do any extra work. Exclusive content just pops up when it's supposed to. So on Thursday when we do a bonus show, that'll pop up on the feed. Today's program, you'll get the extended version as opposed to the normal sized version. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now, though.
It's Sextastic.
Today's erotic thriller is entitled, We Need to Go, Go, Go. Debbie looked over as she heard the door open, and there they stood, their mouths agape, Tammy and Lisa. These, Debbie knew, were Linda's teen sisters, both back from college for their break. One, an 18-year-old freshman, the other, a year older, a sophomore. The two sisters had arrived a day early, without letting Linda know about the change in plans, and the last thing they expected to see was what they were witnessing. Linda and Debbie, too, were utterly shocked to see them standing there. Oh my God, Lisa said to Tammy, gasping. Look at sis! She's all naked, down on the floor on her knees! Linda, at 30, was much older than had her two sisters. Oh, God, it's going to be one of these type of stories. It makes no sense because they can't fucking spell shit. And had essentially raised them after their parents had been killed in a crash. All right. The story came to a screeching halt, right? Depressing. And she's licking Debbie's ass, Tammy stuttered. Debbie quickly regained her composure, smiling lewdly at the two girls. Your sister's not just licking my ass, she's licking my dirty ass clean, Debbie said. pulling away from Linda's tongue a moment and turning her bare bottom to the girls, reaching back to hold herself open so they could look into the messy brown crevice. Messy brown crevice. And could also see, under the deep pink blush of her embarrassment, their sister's face and lips all smudged brown with Debbie's shit. The girls were well aware that their older sister was gay and that Debbie was her lover, but they hadn't been expecting this. Eat the poo-poo! They nearly trembled with shock, but they couldn't turn their eyes away, mesmerized by what they were witnessing. Your sister wiped your poop hole clean when you were little girls, Debbie said to the two of them. And I guess she never stopped needing to clean up a dirty, shitty ass. Except now, she cleans mine, and she cleans it with her tongue. The girls watched and looked down. They could see a pile of big brown turds by their sister's knees and realized that Debbie had shit right there, right in their sister's bedroom. Keep licking, Lynn, Debbie said with a cackle, winking at the girls. It was her asshole that was winking at them. Maybe if you're in luck, your sisters will need a shit too, and then you can lick them clean as well. As Linda resumed licking Debbie's shithole, Debbie just looked smilingly at the two girls. They still had that look of utter amazement on their two faces, and though they were terribly shocked by all this, Debbie could sense they were also intrigued, even aroused by what they were witnessing. I'll bet you girls would love to have your sister lick you clean the way she's licking me clean. Not the way she did when you were little girls, but the way she likes to clean shitty asses now, you know, with her tongue. Yeah, we get what's going down here. We're all on the same page there, Linda, or Debbie, or whatever the fuck your name is. The girls blushed hearing these provocative words, as did Linda, still lapping away between Debbie's cheeks. Well, Lisa stuttered, me and Tammy were just about to head to the bathroom. Really? We got some shit on deck. What a coincidence. A coinky dink. All right. Me and Tammy were just about to head to the bathroom when we saw you two. We both have to pee and poop so bad. What? I can't believe they're into it. That's what this means. Yeah, well, we were going to go to the bathroom, but I guess we could just sit on your face. Like, this is your sister, right? You just found out your sister is into scat. There's shit on the floor. You walked into this scene. Why in a million years would you go to yourself, well, yeah, I could get into this. First of all, not that many people are into scat, right? Not everyone you run across is going to be willing to, you know, eat shit or have shit eaten. What are the odds? It's your sister. It's just weird. All right. Where are we at now? Well, me and Tammy were just about to head to the bathroom when we saw you two. We both have to pee and poop so bad. All the way from the airport, we've been really needing to go. Now, if you weren't into scat, I wouldn't even want to mention poop around them because, you know, it's going to get their juices flowing. Oh, real? Oh, you need to shit? Oh! We were joking about who'd get to take a crap first. No need to go to the bathroom. You can stay right here and take your craps right here, Debbie told them, pointing to the mound of her own shit on the floor. And then I'm sure your sister would only be too happy to lick you clean the way she's licking me clean. You know, with her tongue. Yeah, we know, with her tongue. We get it. So take off your clothes and stay a while. Awkwardly but eagerly, Lisa and Tammy undressed, so they're both equally excited about this. And now the two teen co-eds stood there, stark naked, their bowels full, ready to empty them, ready to shit for Debbie and their sister. God, I need a shit so bad, Tammy said, clutching her tummy. Oh, you fucking tease. Lisa looked at her young sister and smiled. Shit, sis? I guess you're growing up. You always used to say poop. Poop, shit, crap, take a dump. That's what I gotta do. I really need to go. Seriously. Start sticking your tongue in my asshole, sister. So do I, sis. I can't wait to take a crap the way sis's girlfriend just did. And pee, too. Yeah, and maybe sis will... Everyone's a sis. I'm losing track of who's talking here. Yeah, and maybe sis will wipe us clean just like she did with her girlfriend. You know, with her tongue. Yes, okay. What else is she gonna use? Her toes? Get that big toe in there, scoop out the shit, Tammy said as the two naked sisters giggled, squirming. Linda couldn't believe what she was hearing and partly kept her face buried in Debbie's ass so her sisters wouldn't notice how much she was blushing and make fun of her. Well, girls, Debbie said, I guess the question now is just where and how you two should shit and piss. Then we'll worry about cleaning it up. We'll shit anywhere as long as we can shit soon, Lisa groaned, biting her lip, showing just how much she needed to unload. Oh, fuck, Tammy moaned, holding onto her bare tummy. I know I'm going to take a huge dump. I think we'll let your sister decide, Debbie said. Well, she is the human toilet, after all. All right, yeah, Debbie said that, pulling her ass back from Linda's tongue, turning to look down at the shithole-licking sister, down on her knees, with face dirtier and more smudged than ever. Yeah, let sis decide, Tammy said with youthful enthusiasm. Debbie looked at Linda. So, Linda, it's up to you. Where should the girls shit and piss? They can do it on the floor like I did, or maybe we can convince them to shit on each other. Or they shit on you, their sister. They can shit on me, any part of me they wanted to. And remember, they both don't have to shit in the same place. There's so many options. This is a very versatile practice. Sis, where should we shit? Lisa whined. We really gotta shit! Debbie gave Linda a knowing look, and Linda knew exactly what that look meant as she stretched herself out on the floor, on her back. Looking over, she could see and smell the pile of Debbie's shit deposited just a foot or two from her. Linda looked so deliciously lewd, laying there on the floor, her face smudged with shit. Girls, Debbie asked, turning to Lisa and Tammy, who will be first? Me, 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 Tammy squealed, clutching her tummy, squirming, her sister giving her a playful slap. No, me, I'm older, Lisa said, assuming rank in the need to shit order. Come here, Debbie said to Lisa, wagging a finger as Lisa shuffled over. Debbie looked down at Linda now, stretched out naked on the floor. Spread your legs, Linda. Spread them wide. As Lisa waited, Debbie pointed down. Squat down there between your sister's legs with your back to her. The teen did as she was told, like a zombie, as amazed as her two siblings by all of this. But needing to shit so badly. Debbie helped position her so her little puckered anus, so exposed now and so visible to Linda, was positioned right above Linda's pussy. Okay, you may go now, Debbie said, and the desperate teen, holding it all in this time, didn't want another moment. First, a torrent of piss escaped her, cascading straight out of her sister's pussy, but also splashing down on her thighs, her belly, all over. Oh, God, I'm making such a mess, Linda said as she urinated. Don't worry, your sister will be only too happy to clean it up later, Debbie cackled. And now, suddenly, without warning, Lisa emptied her full packed rectum right onto Linda's pussy with one massive releasing spasm of her bowels, the turds falling one after another, landing with a soft thud on her sister's vulva, warm, greasy, and heavy. Oh, no. Greasy? She's taking a greasy shit. I'm sorry. Greasy shit. Okay. And there it now sat, a massive mound. Oh no, oh no. And there it now sat, a massive mound of shit, a big fecal pile resting on Linda's cunt, covering it. Oh my God, Linda whispered breathlessly. Lisa's Yes, Debbie said, completing her sentence. Your sister shit on your cunt. That is the freakiest thing I've ever seen, Tammy, the younger sister, shouted, her eyes wide, blinking as she took in the depraved scenario, clutching her tummy, hopping on one foot, then the other, the sight of her sister finally relieving herself, only making her own need to empty herself seem that much greater. That much more desperate, a lewd girlish smile curling up on the teen's face as she realized that she too would be shitting on her sister. Except Tammy was wrong, because her sister had another idea. Honey, Linda said to her young sister, since Lisa shat on me, maybe you'd like to shit on Debbie. Linda and Debbie smiled knowingly at each other as the two girls realized that their sister wasn't the only one here who enjoyed being used as a toilet! A twist! Debbie, of course, just loved Linda's idea. Oh, God, sis. Right now, I don't care much where I get to shit. I just need to go so bad. I'm so full inside. Tammy groaned, clutching her tummy. Well then, Tammy, I definitely think it's time for you to shit now, Debbie said, having Tammy bend over, telling her to put her hands on her knees as she bent at the waist. Then Debbie dropped down behind Tammy, down on her knees. Linda and Lisa sat alongside each other on the edge of the bed. Lisa looking... They shat on the bed? That's so messy. Never going to get that. Oh, gross. Lisa looking over and smiling a little wickedly as she took in the sight of her sister's shit-smeared body, the strong scent of her own shit wafting up, especially from between her sister's legs, from her shit-caked cunt. Now Debbie reached to spread apart Tammy's smooth, girlish butt. Trim, but also provocatively round. The hips were still narrow and girlish, though she was already 18. Now all three gazed over at the vivid, exposed side of Tammy's puckered anus, the lovely anal ring. Debbie leaned in to lick that rubbery sphincter. Doing that really makes me want to go, Tammy purred. Well, what are you waiting for? Lisa cackled, urging on her sister. Then, suddenly, young Tammy's little anus dilated hugely as Brown showed itself. What is UPS doing there? In mere seconds, several inches of an immensely fat turd had been pushed out of her little ass, and the anal ring had been dilated, forced open, so it now looked like a stretched rubber band wrapped around a shockingly thick log of shit. God, sis, look at the size of Tammy's shit, Lisa said. I know, it's huge, Lisa whispered breathlessly. Debbie did not merely stare at the massive turd emerging from young Tammy's ass. No, no. She brought her tongue to it and licked the turd as it came out. She dragged her tongue over the rough, greasy, bumpy surface of that awesomely fat log of shit, or turd of shit. And then she did more than that. She clamped her lips around the tip of the thick brown log and began to suck it as Lisa and her sister looked in amazement. Debbie's eyes locked on Lisa's as she sucked on her young sister's shit. Oh, wow, Lisa gasped. Your girlfriend is so filthy. She's sucking on Tammy's turd. Debbie sucked the log as Tammy, big smile on her face and so happy to finally relieve herself, let the immense turd slide out of her ass. Debbie held her hand up so the full length of the log would fall into it as she sucked the tip. Finally, the entire turd was out of Tammy and resting in the palm of Debbie's hands. What Debbie did then was to stop sucking on it, reach down, and smack that turd up between her legs, mashing it into her pussy as the three sisters watched the obscene spectacle in utter amazement. I got more, Tammy said excitedly. Fire in the hole! All right, I don't know. She pushed another fat brown log from her ass. This one, and the ones that followed, Debbie allowed to fall on her breast, reaching down to smear and spread Tammy's shit all over herself. God, I can't believe this is happening, Linda said, stunned at how it was all unfolding, how having her sisters walk in on their sister licking Debbie's shitty ass clean then led to all this deliciously filthy play. Finally, after Tammy had pushed it all out, Debbie turned to Linda and Lisa. What they saw was Debbie clenching one half of a fat log of shit between her lips, the other half sticking out. She looked at Linda, and Linda knew just what Debbie wanted her to do, leaning over and wrapping her lips around the exposed end of the turd, sucking it down until her lips met Debbie's in a greasy kiss. It's like that scene from Lady and the Tramp. But instead of spaghetti, it's a shit. It's a turd of shit. The two ends of the brown big log of shit held in their two mouths. Then Debbie had Linda pull away and turn to Lisa. Linda knew just what Debbie had in mind now. Suck it, honey. Honey, suck your sister's shit, Linda said to her sister, pushing her head forward as Lisa hesitated just a moment before taking a big breath and taking the greasy log between her mouth. Look at you all, Tammy giggled happily. You all sure seem to love my shit. The end. That's how the story ends. That's the final line. You all seem to love my shit. That, my friends, is your Sextastic Tuesday for January 24th, 2012, brought to you, I'm sure quite proudly, by AdamandEve.com. I can't believe they're still with us after everything I've put them through. Yes, for a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK. Pick out something you like, anything, out of their catalog of over 20,000 items. And then at the checkout section, there's a little box where you can type in a promo code. Type in FREAK. You'll automatically see your savings, 50% off just about any item. Plus, they're going to throw in free shipping, so you're not going to have any additional charges to worry about. They're also going to throw in three free adult movies and a mystery gift. They've got everything. They got women's sex toys, men's sex toys, DVDs, lingerie, lubes, all sorts of stuff. They also have some very specific niche products or niche. They have something called the Gilf love doll. It's a granny I'd like to fuck. It's an old woman love doll. And it really is. It looks like an old... It's really quite disturbing, actually. It's a love doll. It's a blow-up doll. And her tits, you really got... Go to Adam and Eve and search for this Gilf love doll. Because her breasts look like they have, like, stretch marks or something to make them look saggy. And then she's got gray hair. And then something's wrong with her eyes. Like, one is open and one is closed. I don't know if she had a stroke or something, but it's pretty fantastic looking. Go there right now, adamandeve.com. 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. All free using coupon code FREAK. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, today is an extended show. Sideshow Freaks will be getting 10 to 15 minutes of additional content. If you want to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. I already talked a little bit about that on today's show. I also want you guys to sign up for distortedview.com. It's free. You can meet other freaks, post funny stuff that you find online in various groups. So if you want to see funny videos, links to websites, that type of stuff that is distorted view worthy, sign up for free at distortedview.com. And don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. That's how we get new listeners, basically. Give us a nice 5-star rating. That takes 2 seconds. Or if you want to write a little something, you can post a review. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one comes from Tempe, Arizona. A fire at a home near Mill Avenue and University kept crews busy overnight, and they faced some unusual obstacles. Firefighters say the one person who lived there left the space heater on by mistake, and that may have caused the fire. At the scene, you could see beer cans pouring outside of the 1940s home. Okay, authorities believe this was a hoarding case, as there was over 2 feet of crushed beer cans in the living room. Newspapers were all over the floor, too. Quote, firefighters had to break their way through the front door. They couldn't even open it. There was so much beer cans and all that on the floor. Oh, my God. That's a poorly written quote. He doesn't speak very good English. There was so much beer cans and all that on the floor, said TFD investigator Michael G. Reichling. They made entry with a line to do a search and rescue, which is our first priority. They got to the bottom of the stairs and couldn't go up the stairs. The fire started rolling over the top of them, so they had to fight their way back out, then go defensive on the fire. Even though the owner says he isn't a hoarder, Cruz said this is a hoarding situation that made it difficult and dangerous for them. Quote, Captain Bailey and his crew said this is an extreme hoarding case. Hoarding is a situation where there's just so much material, especially combustible materials, that people save. The person living in the home was not there at the time the fire was started. No injuries were reported, but the house was destroyed. I think it was probably better off that way. Just about every episode of that television show Hoarders I've seen, the house should be condemned. Because not only, not only is there shit strewn about, like newspapers, diapers, the plumbing never works, there's always holes in the ceiling. A lot of times, half the house doesn't have electricity, only one outlet is working, and so they've got like 50 extension cords and power strips in that one wall. Once that happens, chances are you're not going to care so much about the roof anymore, cleaning out the gutters and stuff like that. So, the house is always a fucking disaster and should be condemned and destroyed. Second story we have for you today. Oh, God, this one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me, y'all.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of distortedview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state. Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga.
Yeah, speaking of Timmy Boo, guess what I got in the mail? I finally checked my post office box, and the hoveround people sent Timmy Boo a letter. It was really addressed to Timmy Boo. I posted it up on Facebook. I also posted an MP3 from a few months ago on the show when I found that Craigslist ad of from a guy looking for a tranny, and I called up as Ambrosia. So if you want to hear that, like us on Facebook. It takes just a second. All right. A grandmother in Florida called police when she discovered that her infant grandchild had bite marks all over her tiny body. Police and medics arrived after the 911 call was placed and took the infant to the hospital, where it was determined the bites on her cheek, back, and legs were caused by a human. Why would you bite an infant? First of all, it's only going to make it... that makes the baby cry more. You know, there are a lot of ways to shut up a baby. You can shake it, put duct tape over its mouth, that type of thing. But biting it is just going to make it cry and whine more. The mother of the infant girl, Shrika Key, really? 25, was called by police while the infant was in the ER to determine how and why the bites happen. She told them that the father of the baby, Moses Jackson, 22, watches the baby during the day while she attends school and that she wasn't aware of the bites. However, Jackson told police that Key was aware because he just texted her pictures of the infant's injuries after his mom had called police. Key reportedly told the baby's father to treat the marks with a wet cloth. Both mother and father were apprehended. Jackson eventually confessed to police that he had bit the infant daughter several times, but he didn't think he bit her hard. Why? Why is the question? That's the one question we want answered. Why did you bite your baby?
Because I'm black?
All right, I guess that's a good enough answer. I don't know why black people do what they do. I'm white. I'm very white. You couldn't get whiter than me. A 38-year-old, I wish I could get some fucking color into my skin. How do you people get color into your skin? I don't want a tan. Isn't there, like, can I just eat a bunch of carrots and I'll get some color to me or something? Turn orange? I just want something, just so I'm not, like, pink or very, I'm so white. It's really disgusting. A 38-year-old Willowbrook man, Willowbrook in Illinois, a 38-year-old Willowbrook man accused of calling 911 and asking to fight a police officer. Yeah, bring someone over here. I'm in the mood to fist fight. Faces felony battery and resisting arrest charges. So wait a second. This guy called 911 and said, hey, I want a police officer. I want to fight a police officer, so send someone over. And they actually sent someone over. And now this guy's being arrested for fighting? I mean, why? It's the police officer's own damn fault. Police said John R. Pacella was arrested after a 911 call from a man who wanted to see an officer because he wanted to fight with them. Okay, at about 4 a.m. on January 19th, when officers arrived at the home, he shoved the officers. They had to have known this was going to happen. He wanted to fight. He shoved the officers. He was booked in the county jail, where he remains on $100,000 bail. He is charged with aggravated battery, resisting a police officer, and battery with intent to provoke or insult. All felonies. Willowbrook police say they have had prior contact with a man who is a registered sex offender. All right. I'm going to beat up this police officer and then fuck his daughter. His underage, hairless daughter. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Hey, real quick, I got a book recommendation for you. I know I got a lot of my listeners into Butch Walker. I play a lot of his music at the end of the show from his band Marvelous 3 or just some of his solo stuff. And I have been a huge Butch Walker and Marvelous 3 fan since like 2000 or something like that. And he wrote an autobiography that is amazing. It's really cool. It's called Drinking with Strangers, Music Lessons from a Teenage Bullet Belt. So if you're interested in Butch Walker, check out that that book. He goes, some of the stories are really funny. Like, he worked once with Lindsay Lohan on her album, you know, because he's really well known in the music industry, I guess, as a producer. He's produced some of the biggest hits and co-wrote some of the biggest hits on the radio that you've heard that you probably don't even know. I mean, he's done stuff with Katy Perry and Pink and Fall Out Boy and, you know, just tons of other bands. And so it's really interesting. I want to get him on the program so bad because I've got so many questions to ask him, but he doesn't acknowledge me, even though I know he knows Distorted View, right? Because listeners have gone up to him many times and said, hey, I've heard you on Distorted View. So if you want to help me, you know, shoot him off a tweet or something on the Twitter at Butch Walker and say, hey, you should really go on Tim Henson's program, Distorted View. But it is a really interesting book. I mean, Lindsay Lohan is a fucking mess, and it's really interesting.
Hey, do you know Jigaboo Jones?
Okay, enough with the stupid calls. I mean, really, it's not funny. First of all, I'm not even that angry. You know, like, if you're trying to rile me up or something, it's not working. You're not funny. You're just annoying the other listeners. Just don't call in. If you have a comment about the show that I've done, or if you have a question for me or something, I mean, that's fine. But Jesus, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yo, Tim, Incognito here.
Thanks.
I'm fresh off of your...
I was just thinking about Incognito, the name. I haven't heard from him lately.
Yo, Tim, Incognito here. I'm fresh off of your MLK Day episode, and I must say I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm one of those black guys that troll the internet looking for a TMB action, so the way I celebrated MLK...
There are... And I'll say, like, I was listening to one of the shows, and someone was really... He was a caller, and he was calling black people all sorts of racist names, and I didn't really think that was that funny. There's all sorts of ricoculous people, white or black, and when they're black, we say TNB. When they're white, there should be an equivalent to white, you know, crazy white people that's just as offensive as TNB, but there's not, and so that's why, I mean, you know.
Okay, Dave.
I don't think it's necessarily that funny. None of my callers are funny anymore. I'm angry at all of you when you call them these fucking nigger. These, I don't know what other words they use, but it was just just racist. It's not funny if you're racist to be racist.
Troll the internet.
Unless you're a member of Nigger Mania, right?
Nets looking for a TMB action. So the way I celebrated MLK Day was a full-on marathon of the show The First 48. On A&E. And this show is just brilliant. It's basically a show that reinforces, like, all the bad black stereotypes. Like, 90% of the suspects are black. The other 20%, 10% are...
Was there really a marathon of that show on Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
Hispanic.
That's great.
And they just commit just ridiculous crimes. Like, fighting over and shooting over territory and maids or... looking at another black guy too hard. Just real
there primitive. Are some ricoculous black people out there.
No wonder they call us apes.
Jesus.
So, apes. I mean, this is one of my favorite shows ever to watch. And there's never any, like, Jack the Ripper or Zodiac type killers. Fucking Encyclopedia Brown can solve most of these murders because they end up just snitching on each other. Or... like,
well, you know, black people are stupid. All right. I'm kidding, of course. I love that the trailer, the movie trailer that I played at the top of the show on Martin Luther King Jr. Day was a trailer for a blaxploitation film called Run, Nigga, Run. Remind me of that old lady sang that song. Run, nigga, run.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Timothy James.
What do you want?
Please give me a call.
Back. Wheelchair.
I'm at 216-445.
I'm with Mobility, Inc.
58. I'm calling from the Cleveland Clinic. Option four.
The Cleveland Clinic? What do they want?
Hey, Tim. Kurt Bratt here. I'm just calling regarding a little technical issue. Nothing too major, except for the fact that for some weird reason, the past, few weeks, a few different times, suddenly your podcast, every single one of them, which I've already listened to, except for like yesterday's or the day before, suddenly they all come up as new.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing over there, but suddenly my phone will try and download, I don't know, 60 freaking podcasts.
Well, you know, you should listen to them again. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Listen to more DV. No, that was when we were when I was updating the website and I had to import all the files over again. And for some reason, they were listed as new or something. I don't know. Fuck.
Hi, Tim. My name's Derek.
Hi,
and
Derek.
I've been given the daunting task of informing you and the listeners to your podcast that my friend DJ has passed away. He passed away yesterday at about 4:30.
Okay,
he
listen,
must
freaks.
I really love your show because he gave me.
This is why I hate my listeners. They go and die on me. No. This guy left a message that's like 2 minutes long, very heartfelt, except it's utter bullshit and it's from an asshole listener. Because he sent this, you know, I'm always behind on my voicemails. So this voicemail was probably from like the 16th or 17th of January, maybe. And so naturally I was concerned when I heard this voicemail and I was very sad. And but knowing my listeners, there's a little seed of doubt. So I decided to investigate. And unfortunately, because I changed all my Facebook stuff over, CJ and I are no longer friends. So I couldn't look at his wall to see if he had posted something. But CJ also has a couple blogs. And his most recent entry was from yesterday. Yesterday. So he's alive and well. And you guys are just assholes. God damn it. So annoying. it sucks because I'm never going to believe that he's dead. I'm always going to have to, like, scour the internet and try to find an obituary or something.
Hey, KMXYZ calling in, man. So I set up something on the DV website called DV Art, I think it is, or it's the Distorted View Art thing.
It's a group?
So, you know, me and Chantal and, you know, we're trying to get other people. I mean, I guess, I don't know. Anybody else can join, any other freak who is an artist, and they can join and post shit, and, you know, so your walls don't look too horrible in DV Log.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, man. That's it. Sorry.
I have a picture that I don't think you can really see it in my videos because it's next to the Freakopoly game, and it's this great picture of me kind of jumping with a shirt that says Spread the Distortion in Bill, who did all of the artwork for the merchandise that I was selling. He made that picture for me. He's also going to be we're redesigning the website again. I'm so sick of having a half-assed website. So I'm going all out, and I ask Bill to sort of redesign it in a cool way. And so he's working on that. And that's going to coincide with some other big changes to the site in the next month or so. So it should all be launching very soon. And everything's going to remain the same. Like, you'll still be able to add nothing's going to be taken away when the site's redesigned. It's just cosmetic changes. No big overhaul, I guess.
I used to be afraid of my staircase, but not anymore. I got a little chair. It goes up and down all day long. Whee!
Okay, thank you. I don't know.
Tim. Fireman Joe from New York here calling in. Mm-hmm. Longtime listener.
Oh,
first-time caller.
All
Brian,
right.
Sideshow member.
Ooh.
Thanks to Sideshow Freak DJC getting me a membership for Christmas.
Hey,
just want to say
nice.
Good job. You're doing an awesome job. I love all the new content.
Thank you.
Especially the videos and stuff.
There'll be more.
People giving you a hard time about wearing your hat and stuff like that when you're doing your video. Don't worry about it. Go to hell.
Look, I know. And the thing is, when you're over a certain age, like maybe over 25, and people see you in a baseball cap, they immediately assume that you're bald, because why else would you wear a baseball cap, right? And I'm not bald. I showed you guys that I'm not bald. I am not balding. I've got a full, lush head of hair. It's just that I like to wear ball caps. Now, and if you have a problem with ball caps, send me one that doesn't look retarded, and I will wear it on the show. This is a great idea. As a matter of fact, Gary, what was his last name? Brickle or something like that? He's the guy that did the Freakopoly Monopoly game and a bunch of artwork. And he sent me a baseball cap, a Distorted View baseball cap to wear. So if you guys have, you know, find an interesting baseball cap, not a dirty one. I don't want a used thing, but, you know, if you find something that you think I would look good in, send it to me. I really miss my Dr. Pepper cap. I can't find it anywhere. It's gone. But I don't watch sports. Careless fairy that I am. So I'm always looking for baseball caps that don't have anything to do with that. And, you know, I don't want a Coors one. Maybe a Schlitz would be good, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. I don't even know. Some people think I look good in baseball hats. Some people think I look retarded. I don't care anymore. What do I care what you think I look like? Come on. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD is no God.
Because I'm black.
Spread the distortion, tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
It's still real to me, damn it!